Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I tell you, this has been one whale of a week. Who would believe all the things that had happened in this week? Wow, amazing. Still no Jessica Gray. We finally got the Benton Township Police Department to start investigating some of the leads that they had, but unfortunately, they have not located where Jessica Gray is. We have had so many tips, more than the police department have had. Some good, some bad. But one person came who was right on the money. So, here's what we did. We investigated some of the tips that she gave and found out that they was true. One guy who was attacked at his house and killed, she said he had the white truck that transported the body to a new location. And she was right. We are right on top of it. We need your help to help us find Jessica Gray. She's out there somewhere. I do not believe she's still alive, but I do believe that we can bring the body home or bring her home. That's my plan. My plan is to bring her home. I know there's a lot of people who don't want to hear that. There's a lot of people who don't want, you know, it's not my family. I really don't care. Which is so amazing when you sit down and think about it. Somebody knows something. The person who we believe shot her is the barbecue man's son, Willie Lark. He's in jail, but not for that. He's in jail for violating his parole, leaving the state of Michigan, going to Ohio, and also for possession of narcotics. Not for the murder, not for shooting, not for any of those reasons. He's in jail for narcotics. He's not talking. And he got a great chance of getting away with this. Because Benton Township Police Department dropped the ball. They refused to go out and investigate this situation, even though they knew something happened. Blood, a puddle of blood, was found in front of his house. DNA on the door. Blood was found in a motor vehicle that he was in. No investigation. Nothing. Until we went to work. But listen, help me bring Jessica Gray home. I'm asking you to go out there and find out any information from your family members. You know, one thing about black folks, they talk or they think they know stuff. They think they're the smartest people in the whole wide world. They know it all. There's nothing they don't know. If it's known, they know it. But they can't find Jessica Gray. Let's find her. Let's do everything within our power to bring her home. Also, let's talk about this virus that's going around. You see, in 2015, the United States of America was given the patent for this virus. They didn't approve it until 2018. In 2019, the United States of America, your country, went into China for some kind of games, and during that process, they infected some of the people with the virus. Yes, this country. It was during that trade war that you guys, Trump, our President Trump, your guy, your president, he's not mine, he's yours, went in there and they exposed the Chinese to this virus. You see, they was thinking that this virus would only be in China and have killed millions and millions of Chinese and neutralized them. See, they never thought for a moment that this virus would enter this country. You see, but in reality, it's now just about all over the world. Only place it's really not at listen to this, is Africa. Isn't that a coincidence? The Africans are some of the most hated people in the world by this country. But yet, the virus is not in Africa. Amazing. See, the Chinese has been saying this actually since December, but the American news media refused to talk about it because they don't want you to know. See, you think that like CNN and MSNBC they're on one side and you got Fox News on the other side. They all work together. And they work together against the people. They're a bunch of frauds. That's what they are. Even though you could tell just by watching the impeachment trial. If you was watching that trial and listened to CNN, how they talk, it was like two-faced. They'll say one thing and say something different, say something else, say something different, and then it all backs up, like something said. They took, you know, like, well, they're not on anybody's. Oh, yes, they was. Because if they didn't, they would stop talking about this guy. This guy is what you call a lying scumbag. You know, and we're sitting here thinking that this virus can spread to your home. Because you're not going to get the medication that these other folks get, especially if you're black. You can forget it, you know. So if you ever get this virus and you're black, you may as well make out your will right then and there. Because they are not going to put even the experiment vaccine on you. They got some stuff right now that'll cure. China had neutralized this. You don't hear China closing down anything as of now. They didn't bring in the National Guard. They didn't bring the army in. In Ohio, they shut everything down and bring in the army. In Chicago, or in Illinois, I should say, they're bringing in the army. In New York, they're bringing in the army. They're bringing in the army for one reason only, so you can get used to the army patrolling your streets. And listen, this virus is not a hoax. This is real. Each time they come up with a virus, it gets stronger and stronger. Some of you might remember Ebola, the Ebola crisis they had. Yeah. They have Ebola, and they say it's going to kill 53 million people. Somehow, it was neutralized. That was in Africa. They had started in Africa with that one. But unfortunately, able to neutralize that. Then it came back in 2018 with the Ebola. And it failed once again. Amazing. So listen, folks. Get yourself ready mentally. Because you're at war. Well, let me move on for one other subject before I bring in one of my guests. I think this is very, very important that people need to know this. Is that I was reading one of my emails and someone sent me the story of the target individual. They didn't expect this to get out, but it got out. And what was happening, people know this, that there's a problem, that the government, your government, is targeting individuals right here in the United States of America. They're doing it through microwave. They even got other electronics. And look, that 5G, I'm going to tell you something, that's dangerous. That is one of the things that might cause your system to collapse. Brain waves, the whole world. 5G is something that they're trying to put on you right now. I saw where they had the S20 telephone by Samsung that they have it comes with the 5G. So get ready for this. Get ready for these people to do what they do and deal with it. Because this is really, truly, truly, truly important. All my target friends out there, be aware. Come together. And whatever you do, stop fighting with each other. There's strength in numbers. It's no fun being a target individual. I know how tough it is. I know how difficult it is. I know this government would do anything. Every single person in the United States of America is expendable. Every last one. I mean, there's nobody. Even Trump, he's expendable. But we have to come together because they plan to wipe us out. The black folks will be first. Yeah, they coming, but they, you know, for 400 years they've been trying to wipe us out. They have failed. So now they're trying to come up with something that will wipe us completely out. That virus is just the beginning. I imagine here in the United States, it'll kill maybe 2,000 people. I figure probably around 2,000, I think, would die from it. But that's just the beginning, you see. They're still testing. And they're looking for a solution to kill people. All right, I know what you're thinking. Oh, they wouldn't do that. This country wouldn't do that. Anything that have happened bad in this world was led by this country right here. Anything. Anything that has happened bad in this world was led by this country. That's right. You could look it up. This is one of the most treacherous countries there is in the world. But they don't want to fight with China. Because if China goes to war with the United States of America, the Russians would join in and they'll crush this country. Then that's why it would have to be a nuclear war. That's the only way that the United States could survive. And most of us will be gone. It will be wiped from the planet. But on that note, I want to bring in my good friend from Slidell, Louisiana. Unfortunately, I don't have a TI to start my life. I always like to start my show with a TI. But unfortunately, today, they're not on. So we'll move on. Let's talk to my good friend, Belinda Parker Brown. Belinda Parker Brown, talk to me. Tell me what's going on down there in Slidell, Louisiana.
Wow, Pastor Pinckney, it's a lot going on down here in Louisiana. And I don't know if you've been following the news or not, but, you know, one of the things that you said earlier, that this virus is real and is serious. And it has put our whole state on lockdown. And one of the sad things that I felt that never should have happened was, you know, we have the Mardi Gras here in Louisiana, and our Mardi Gras started earlier back in February, and there were so many signs that came through that the Mardi Gras should have never taken place, but it did. And because of that, New Orleans have been hit severely with the coronavirus. I think we have over 500 cases already been tested. You know, my daughter is a school teacher down there in New Orleans. Her coworkers, one of her close coworkers that they team teaches with, have been diagnosed with the coronavirus. My daughter was just tested 3 days ago. Her tests have not came back yet. And chances are that we're on the alert of quarantining ourselves because of that, Pastor Pinckney. So you are absolutely right. You know, this virus is real and it's serious, and we're on a attack. You know, this is worse than, you know, a war. On the grounds war. This thing is demonic, and you know, is real serious. So, and a lot of people are not taking it serious because of the fact that, you know, people are selfish. You know, they really don't want to listen to people like yourself that's putting them on notice and that's warning people that this government will go to any extreme, you know, to corrupt the United States, and you know, which we already are, but to you know, kill people, do whatever they have to do, just so that they can continue their evil, wicked deeds that they've been doing and getting away with for, you know, for decades and centuries. So I just want to say to the people that, you know, when it comes down to your family, you have to do everything that you possibly can to protect yourself and your family for what's going on, you know, in this government, in this world, that are, you know, so wicked and so evil that people would put it, you know, like they said, stay at home. You know, people don't want to stay at home. You know, don't, you know, spread the virus. You know, people still want to go out and, you know they sick. They know they sick, Pastor Pinckney, but they still want to go out and spread the germs anyway. So
absolutely. And you know what, they, when you think about this, you know, they always, you know, they always talk about there's too many people on this earth anyway. So what they want to do, they got people. Well, there's a lot of people afraid. They're scared because this virus has gone airborne now. It's out there in the air too now. Because like I said, well, I was not in contact with someone from China. I was not in contact with someone from, but yet still, people over here have now we have four cases here in Barron County now. And the four cases, they don't appear to be serious cases, but nobody's being tested here In Barron County, when I got back from Washington D.C., they was talking about the virus then. There was no check on me. There was nothing to see whether I had a fever or anything. But I was on top of my program because I watch myself. I check myself. I keep an eye on
you
my
sure?
health more than anything else because I don't trust these people to take care of me. I'm not a doctor,
right.
but I know when my body is saying, "Whoa, big fella, you need to start. You need to look at this a little bit closer."
Mm-hmm.
I know about that.
But Pastor Pinckney, one of the things that I always admired about you. You know, I'd have been to your house, you and Dorothy and everything. Y'all are the cleanest and the neatest people I would consider in the world. You know, and I think that's the only thing that's really going to combat this virus, you know, to keep it from spreading is if you're on top of your game and you know how to be, you know, clean and, you know, sanitize and, you know, and you know, use the right, you know, cleanliness and stuff like that to make sure that the virus don't spread. And that's one thing that I always admired about you and Dorothy. You gonna do that, Pastor Pinckney. And I'm the same way. That's the reason why, like I told my daughter about her working in that school around all of those kids coming there sick and everything. We had to, you know, separate, you know, her from us and put her, you know, in quarantine, you know, at a different house mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So I'm very cautious about that. But I wish that everybody that's out there listening would really, you know, take this serious that they have to, if you're sick, don't spread the germs to your family. Don't, if you're sick and you know that you're sick, then, you know, don't just think casually about it and just go around people to, you know, just because, you know, you're not taking it serious. Take it serious.
Absolutely, absolutely. And see, a lot of times, you know, black people don't really go to the doctor like they should
mm-hmm.
because we don't really trust the doctor that much. And also, we might have some kind of a medical card or whatever it is, but that, you know, we might have to have a copay or whatever it is. But I believe that we have to start doing things to take care
mm-hmm.
of each other. And sometimes you have to educate the people, telling them what they need to do in order to get by this. You know, they also said that warm weather will kill this virus. And I'm kind of thinking it's kind of warm down there right now. If I don't know the temperature down there, but I'm thinking it's at least 50 or 60 down there, I would imagine. So,
well, yeah, it was like 80 degrees a few days ago, but you're right. It's around, you know, 60, 65 degrees down here. It's pretty warm, Pastor Pinckney, but I'm not taking any chances right now with my kids
no,
you know, because,
absolutely.
You know, I don't believe nothing that these people are saying, especially with that vaccine. You know, we're not taking no,
mm-hmm.
you know, you don't want to take that shot, you know, and you don't know what these people are up to, Pastor Pinckney. I'm like you.
Like
I'm watching everything. I'm being very careful and paying attention
right.
to everything, even the food we go in the store and get right now. I ain't trusting none of it.
Oh, and you know what?
Like I never did anyway. They didn't have to tell me about the coronavirus before I did that. I always was very carefully and selected on what, you know, I chose to feed my family and stuff like that. It's a lot of stuff that, you know, all of my life I've been that way, you know. But
amen.
My grandmother taught me, you know, how to, you know, basically preserve and do your own, you know, cooking and stuff at home and not all this eating out and all this stuff, you know. So that's something that I never really been big on.
Absolutely. And you know, and when you think about really what's going on, even with this Jessica Gray situation, nobody
mm-hmm.
in their right mind would think for a moment that you would not investigate this to find, and it's a black person. It's Willie Clark Jr. He's black. And,
mm-hmm.
and usually if a black person do something, they'd be trying to put him in prison for the rest of his life. You know, but in this
mm-hmm.
case, they know he did it. But the question is, they have not went out and investigated. We had to force them to investigate this thing. A murder.
Mm.
And we had to go out and force Benton Township to go out here, investigate, and didn't even want to tell the family about the DNA. I kind of like knew the DNA was Jessica's. With all the shells that they found and all the blood they found, we knew that there was something. And people don't care enough about people. You pay your taxes and they don't care about you, which is so
mm-hmm.
bad. Well, listen, Belinda, I got to move on.
Pastor Pinckney, one more thing. Do you think that are you going to be able to have Brandy to come on the targeted individual to talk about her story about her being a TI?
I would like for her to come on next week. If she can come on, I'll give her almost the whole show. She can talk about whatever she wants. But I'll give her.
I think it's time for the people to hear her story. Her story goes to another whole different level, Pastor Pinckney,
okay.
By her being, attorney, she done seen a lot of this stuff firsthand and how she's approaching it. I think people really need to hear her story. So I appreciate you being able to let her come on next week. I'll reach out
Absolutely.
To her and let her know to give you a call.
All right, and then tell her to come on at it's 4 o'clock your time, 5 o'clock my time. Tell her to be on time, cause when I'm ready to pull her in, I want to be able to pull her in.
Okay, all right, no problem.
All right, then.
Thank you so much.
Tell the family, give the family my love, and y'all take care and be careful.
All right, we need to know about May though. We want to make sure because right now,
right now we don't know nothing, cause we don't know whether. Was it going to be a martial law here in the city or what they're going to do because they're in total control. We don't have a big enough army to fight with them. So, we whatever they say, it's going to be like Nazi Germany. They're going to be doing the same stuff. So
right. Okay. Well, we got to stand by then. All right, Pastor Pinckney.
All right.
I understand.
Okay.
I certainly understand.
So, hey,
thank you so much.
It's still on unless they cancel it. If they cancel the PGA, then, we're not. But right now, if they haven't canceled the PGA, I have not canceled my protest either.
I wanted to talk about, get your perspective on all of these churches, what's going on, and that, now that this coronavirus has shut down a lot of churches here, across the state in Louisiana, they're not allowed to have worship services at all. So, some churches are still trying to do it. I wanted to get your perspective on that.
Well,
maybe we'll get a chance to talk about that next week.
You know that. How you going to
I know you was going to say that.
You knew I was going to say it. Because they're going to have to go by each member house and knock on their door and say, and have an ATM machine with them.
They go pass the basket door to door.
Yeah, and look, have two urchins with them, and they both got baskets. Put something in for your tag, something in for your offering. If you got a credit card. You can hit. I got an ATM machine right here on my phone, so I'm ready.
Okay, Pastor Pinckney, we'll get a chance to talk about that some more.
All right,
yes, indeed.
All right, that was my good friend Belinda Parker Brown, the one and only Belinda Parker Brown. Now I got to bring in my good friend from sunny California, the Richmond area, the one and only Amy. I've been waiting on her, but she was a little late today.
Hello, Pastor Pinckney. Hello, Father Pinckney. How you doing?
Hello, Amy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. I'm just working things out to expose that these celebrities is the mind hackers. They are the people that I want everybody to focus on because they are the perfect alibi to hide how these mind control researches is taking place in the United States. These people are sending out special ringtones and transmitting them through the walls of the people, because if you can recall that the electrical system is also an antenna, and that antenna is being transmittable into the brainwaves of any human being, and not just these targeted individuals, but your entire family. Aren't you an example? Is your children won't get off these cell phones? They won't go out and play like every other, like children once did before. They are hooked on these cell phone electronic devices. They putting them in schools at this moment. You know why we're not in school? Everything is done online. But let me explain to you Pacific celebrities, black celebrities sell out Uncle Tom, Uncle Negro, Negroes. They sell out Negroes like Jay-Z, Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, Rihanna, Dr. Dre, and let me see who else, and Oprah Winfrey, and the rest of them, and Tyler Perry, the comedians. Whoever is in that circle, and what's his name? Police cop Eddie Murphy. He is another one, and his family is a part of this circle. Now, let me explain to you how I know. In May 2008, I was a whistleblower, and I experienced some strange things was happening to me. When I was working at this security company called Intercom Security Systems, Inc., that former employer, Mr. Rick Hernandez, is a government contractor with NASA. He knew he had employed me because his allies and him were childhood programmers, and they were programming my parents and other people's parents. And when they reached a certain age, they employed me at a business establishment. And how I know, one of the musicians' name is Skylar Gray. Her ancestry genealogy is also in the month of February, but her father is Gene Hefferman. His ancestry genealogy is 414. My ancestor genealogy is 413. My great auntie, her ancestry genealogy was the 413, 1875. Now, I was employed on April the 13th, 2007. And if you look at, take the numerology numbers out of 2007, you take the two away, you have 007. Anybody know what 007 is? That's a traditional code for CIA or any type of scientific research, of top secret type of research. That was the reason why they employed me on that date, and also because my oldest brother is also a state employee working in the state employment of Mississippi. But I was a security officer in the state building of Caltrans, so I was lured there. But this traces back to my childhood. I was lured to California to go to a school called Verde Elementary, and once I attended Verde Elementary School, I remember going to the bathroom. I didn't know that my body could be stimulated to be sexually aroused. Well, another child, I was 6 and she was 5. Her name was Andrea Meredith, and she and I was programmed to lay on the ground in the bathroom stall, come out of there with our panties down, and lay on the ground and be sexually stimulated and have be sexual, but to fund each other. We both was molested by these programmers that is also these white Jewish families and owners of Federal Reserve, that one of them name is Jonah R. Mantranga. That's the one I've been exposing, who is the mind hacker and is the researcher, illegal researcher, that's using this wireless research on my mind. His mother had him born the same year I was born in 1969, And also, Jay-Z was born in 1969. So these people knew that their families was already a part of this Freemason, mind control, Illuminati scam before we was born. And some of them was born, they knew their parents was already doing these type of mind alterations, mind control researches of electromagnetic stimulations on the minds of people. Well, after that happened with me and that five-year-old girl, when I was 6 years old, she was rewarded and I was punished. She was rewarded because they made her be the sexual aggressor. Whoever took over her mind, they wanted, which is the Muntranga family, Hannah Muntranga, the mother of Jonah R. Muntranga, had her son stimulated, and we stimulated and had us all stimulate together. And how you can understand what is happening, they had us stimulated and sexually aroused to have us into these, it's called mind hive warfares, where we all connected from circumstances of empirical evidence of electromagnetic frequencies mixing us together with these cells, with our cells, and having us electrified, and having Jonah R. Muntranga be the overseer, as if he inherited our ancestry, our spectrum of our solar being. Now, let me explain to you how this happened to us. And right now, Andrea, the five-year-old, is 49 years old. She worked at the post office, United States government. She's a government employee. They have me the opposite of what she was, which is poor, on Social Security after working, and the government inventor. They had reduced me down and had put me back into the welfare system while I was on SSI, receiving a check, and they tried to act like I was crazy to hide these facts about what I'm sharing today, about what it is I had happened to me when I was 6 years old. Then it happened to me again when I went to Walter T. Helms Junior High and had me lay on the ground with a 13 teenager boy and had me copulate with him and had us force breed our child. And once our child had took his first cry, I already had plans they was going to put my son in prison after knowing that I was 14 years old when I had my son, had me have him at 14 years old so they can have him serving a 14-year prison sentence, and forced him inside the prison to copulate with a security officer, and had her and him breathing a child, forced breathing a child, which they had adopted my grandchild off. Now, let me explain this information to you, read it to you. It's called artificial telepathy. At right, one may see an illustration of human effects, testing, and computer characterization as described in 2002 by Lieutenant General Buck Bedard in a PowerPoint presentation on the United States Department of the United States Department of Defense Joint Non-Lethal Weapons Program. This illustration also represents what many voice hearers or targeted individuals describe feelings as if they are wrapped in a cocoon of electromagnetic energy with holographic images of another person's body being projected upon them. The TIs often interpret this as a form of an astral projection or out-of-body experience in which a ghost or evil spirit or demon is attempting to possess their body. Now imagine children going through this. They don't know what's going on. Let me read on. However, the phenomenon might also be described as an advanced form of body mapping. It is as if a 3D hologram of another person is of one person's body, where they project it into superimposed on another person's body. The result would be more simple verbal telepathy. It would be disturbing, as if someone else is living inside your body or one's own skin. what they experience, something is stimulating them at all times where they just can't get it off of them. Go on, reading on. We're irradiated from a distance from radiation. It is possible that a highly sophisticated data collection program similar to the facial recognition programs used at airports could electronically photograph the body of a human target, eventually building an extremely accurate computerized generated 3D model of a person's entire body, much like one shown in the photo above. A similar model could be created for the assailant. A computer could be used to merge the two bodies mapped together. And with the brainwave sharing, the result would be an extremely means for imposing sensory hallucinations, meaning that you're going to say people are hearing voices in their head, they're schizophrenic and all those misdiagnoses on the target. Think as if a form of 3D voodoo doll is in which pins could be stuck into the body, causing the people to experience shock waves and a painful sensation, pricks, needle pricks, as if they experienced needle pricks in their skin from these satellite microwaves beaming their body. Such computer models would also provide a powerful means of modeling as measuring the bio effects of different stimuli delivered by remote radiation or beams weapons. A commercial virtual of 3D body modeling software called Parser is now available on the market for less than $300. It is widely used by digital artists and graphic illustrators. Thank you for allowing me to share that information. Any questions about my force-bred son that's in prison now after he was forced to breed four children from these Federal Reserve ancestors that stalked my parents when they was young people and had them force-breed me and my brothers and act as if they didn't know that we was under this wireless research after killing my uncle. And knowing that date they killed my uncle was on May the 6th, 2006, plotted that same year, 2006, one day before his wife's date of birth was December the 20th, which was December the 19th, 2006, and set my son up. And that's when he was entrapped for 4 years on indictment of this wireless research, had him in Sacramento, and Jonah Armand Trainer found a female that had his exact date of birth and forced my son to breed with a female had his exact date of birth so he can have some connections to my son's life after murdering my son's father in prison. Jonah Armand Trainer is guilty of killing my son's father. After he had killed my son's father, he had set my son up and entrapped him in prison and then gave me that employment so that I could be a security officer to match up with the security officer they employed to have her nearby my son. Once he reached that prison, had him forced breed with that female and acted as if had terminated her employment and with some trumped up charges and said it was they were selling drugs just to hide how they forced my son to breed his fourth child in prison. And after that, they adopted my granddaughter off as if my granddaughter had never been born. And then on top of that, a day before they killed Chokwe Lumumba, had that day forced my cousin recently on the date of the government patent, which was February the 4th, had my cousin deliver her baby on the government patent that they know that they had assigned me to have a government patent on February the 24th, 2004, had my cousin recently deliver her child on that date, knowing that they killed her mother with this so-called AIDS, and Jonah Armand trying to know his ancestor is Chris Matranga and Dominica Matranga know that they are government scientists so-called studying HIV and AIDS and Ebola. So for Jonah R. Matranga to act like his ancestors is not the part of the Federal Reserve, he has no connection to Warner Brothers, he's not using them black women, black men, and them other race of people to help him harm people with his mind warfare, Jonah R. Matranga is sadly mistaken, and he will be convicted one day. Isn't that right, Pastor Pinckney?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And here's something important also. The work that you have done down there in Richmond, California, you was one of the first TIs to get them to come up with a resolution about TIs.
That's
right. A really, really powerful tool and a weapon that people can see. See, here's my thing. I know that people know that this stuff is happening, but a lot of people are afraid to admit that this stuff is going on, how they control you. See, they can even control you sexually if they really wanted to. You see, everything is done for their enjoyment. See, always remember this. Is done for their enjoyment until they can get you where they want you at. See, that's what it's all about, you see.
Right.
What we have to do, we have to come together as a group. There's too many TIs out there that these folks
we
are playing
with. We got to go shut that Hollywood down first, Father.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's where the power structure is. That's where the money is. You see, they got all
that's
the
where his weapons is at, too.
And
Oprah Winfrey over there attacking people in Chicago, she know her and Obama is operating the machines too, because I got some information on her. And another time, I'm going to expose Oprah Winfrey. All these people is using their networks and frying on the people's bodies, basically.
Mm-hmm. Here's another thing that
they can't do. None of this can happen without a network, because it's called body area network, where you have mapped out people's bodies and you using a network where you able to map out unlimited bodies, and you using that technology to have people a copy or a clone of them on your satellites, and you manipulate anybody you have that technology and your body that is called artificial telepathy. They have these master keys, and we are the proteges of the mastery and the deception of what's going on. A lot of babies being born now ain't nothing but research. And let me explain to you. Start checking all your ancestry genealogies out and find out what children is born on these presidents' dates and holidays and traditional holidays. If you have a family die on October the 31st, look at that as a ritual. If you have a family born on Thanksgiving, look at that as a ritual. If you have a family born on Valentine's Day, look at that as a ritual. A Presidential Day, Labor Day, them ain't nothing but rituals. They having you read your children, and when these women think they is in natural pain, going in labor, you best believe I want you to know that your child is born to a controlled date. And what you need to do is go back into 1800s or 1900s and find out everybody in your family who had the same birthdays. And if your mother had two children born to the same birthday, guess what? You are definitely confirmed to be a T.I. Thank you for allowing me to share the truth with you. My oldest brother, and my son was born to the same date of birth. My mother was 16 years old in 1957. She gave birth to my brother on November the 24th. Now, mind you, I'm telling you the honest God's truth. Before I had my son, I experienced something on Thanksgiving where my brother had put some drain water in the penicillin bottle with some Drano, and it almost blinded me. It was on Thanksgiving. Now, 2 years to 3 years later, on the exact same date, my mother gave birth to my oldest brother on November the 24th, 1957, of November the 24th, 1983. It was Thanksgiving. They forced me to deliver my child at 14 that date of 1983 and 1982 on September the 6th. They knew they killed my mother's stepmother, and they knew that once my child reached 24 years old, they was going to sentence him to that exact date of her, my mother's stepmother's date of death, which was on September the 6th, 2011. The earlier, that was that same year, the Grammy, of February the 13th, and that was my mother's, that was my niece's date of birth. They forced my brother to have his wife deliver that child on that date. Now, mind you, my niece's mother, and I'm going to wrap it up, Reverend Pinckney, is dead with the so-called lupus. So what they doing is they can force breed these women, to have these women to force breed a child, and then if they know you as a mother, that they know that you are protective of your child, they'll some type of way have you dead or you on dope or something, and they'll make like you was a bad parent so they can have full access to your child's womb and make them do the same thing they made you do. Thank you for allowing me to share that. I'm going to come back. We're going to have another episode on this.
All right, then. All right. You take care of yourself. You hear?
Yes, sir.
That's my good friend, Amy from Richmond, California, the one and only. Now I got to bring in my good friend, Lee, get an update from him on what's happening. What's happening, Lee? Talk to me.
What's going on, Reverend Pink?
I have no idea. They got me surrounded. You know, they're bringing in the National Guard, and I'm asking the Chinese to give me. I need about 1,000 AK-47s, and I need some tanks. I need some airplanes. I need some hand grenades. I need it all, and I'm asking the Chinese to help me because I think hell is going to break loose. With this guy in
office.
It's going down.
It most definitely
is. That's enough of what I'm planning on doing. Let's talk about what you plan on doing. Talk to me.
Well, you know, right now with all of this, with the virus and everything, they got a lot of things slowed up. And they still trying to find ways to not let me go to trial. This is the biggest thing right now. They trying to figure out how can we wear him down, how can we find a way not to let him go to trial, because we don't want this to come to the light.
Yeah.
That's their biggest fear at the moment. You know, and the thing is they know the police did what they did, which was illegal. Everything is, it's crazy because everything that's coming out in the media right now, far as the police setting people up, the CIs murdering people, all of that situation is all within my case.
Drugs on people.
That's what I'm saying. It's the setup. Yes. Oh, without doubt. Because the thing when they said, well, the CI came and bought drugs from them, I'm like, well, how is that possible if I got a receipt showing that I was at a shop during the time you guys said that this control buy happened? I mean,
and
this ain't making sense.
That vehicle. You was not in that vehicle.
I wasn't even in the vehicle.
Was in. Right.
No, they said, oh, he was in a black Hummer.
They said you was in the vehicle, right?
Which is true, but and they can go get a copy of the receipt they sells from the shop because it's in their computer, and they'll see that, no, he wasn't driving his vehicle during that time, and all the way. Even throughout the investigation, when they was saying different things, I was never driving that vehicle, and I have receipts from the shops to show this is where this vehicle was at. It wasn't a bootleg mechanic. It was a legitimate company that was working on this truck. So if they got it in their system that this is where this receipt, this is where my truck was at, how was I doing all these drug transactions that y'all said I was doing in this particular vehicle when the vehicle was in the shop. See, and that's the thing that they don't want. They trying to figure out how do we save these police now. Because they know, realize that the Michigan State Police, they didn't think that I was going to go that far into digging into the case.
Mm-hmm.
Once I got a hold of the discovery, that's when I started going to every place that I know I take my vehicle to. Hey, let me pull up a record of this vehicle, or let me see this particular date or this particular date. And when they got to showing me, I'm like, oh, man, you guys are really messed up. Y'all really messed up this time. Mm-hmm. And my thing is this. If Kwame Kilpatrick can get 30 years for lying to a federal grand jury, then what the hell can these police get?
Yeah.
And that's the thing.
But Kwame was in a gang, but what happened was they brought in the federal folks in. When they brought the feds in, it's a whole new ballgame. But here's something that you should put when you're dealing with them. You need to talk about the 11th floor at the police department, downtown police department, and I think it's the 11th floor and the 9th floor, where the homicide investigator, whatever floor that they on, down there, they tried to switch them up. Because people was talking about the 11th floor and the 9th floor, how, you know, all the shady things that they was doing. But nobody could actually testify other than a person that they had sent to prison, you see. And
exactly.
And most times, yeah, they don't want to hear from a guy that they already got in prison. Because they saying, you know, people always talk about they innocent and stuff like that. This is one of the words that they use. But they found out that these detectives was actually doing what people were saying they were doing, and they knew that they were saying they were doing, but nobody wanted to do anything about it. You see, Detroit is a tough town to live in. It's a tough city.
Oh, yes.
But the problem
is
you got police officers who was doing this for years. I remember when they was driving around, they had this group called the Big Four.
I remember.
You remember the Big Four, how they did it and what they did to black people? It was criminal, but it wasn't criminal because in the eyesight of the evil empire, because that's what they do to black people. See, it was okay when you said the Big Four made an arrest. It's obvious that it really wasn't a real arrest. Either they planted drugs on them, they did something to them, or they got them at a CI. And that's who the Big 44 cops was. They were around planting drugs and everything on people, anything to get them out of the community, and the community went along with it.
Yes, because this is the thing. You know, all they did with the Big Four was they changed the name. It was what used to be before it became Big Four was Stress, and all they did was change the name of it.
Right, you're right.
And that's all they did. It's the same tactics, the same. It's just like you see one of these stores, 1 minute they're selling people bad meat, and then they say under new management. That's all they did with it. It just went under a new name, under new management.
Yep.
It went from Stress to the Big Four. And this is the same thing that's constantly happening, even to this day.
But nobody would believe that those things are happening in a black community. They say, well, black people just making that up. But look, in reality, we had a guy here that planted drugs on over 200 people. To him, the only reason they busted his butt was that he had a fight with a white guy in St. Joseph, Michigan, and beat him up pretty bad. So they went to his locker, and they found his locker was full up with drugs all the way to the top.
Wow.
I said this, cocaine and marijuana was in there. They had to smell the drugs that was in there. There's no way that you could have concealed that smell. Just if you have two bags, let's say you had 2 pounds of marijuana. Let's say he had about, I don't know, about 30 ounces of cocaine. He had heroin. He had, you name it, he had it in his locker. And you telling me that you can't smell that? No way.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But you know,
but this is what
it's just like this. You know, some of these CIs, with some of these murders that they done and got away with it, they can't say, well, we don't believe this story, because some of them, they actually been arrested and charged with them before. They just beat them. So you can't say that, well, we don't know about this particular incident. See, what they don't want me to come to court and say is, because I done went and dug up the case numbers on a lot of those cases, with these same guys, like, well, look, this guy's your CI, and this is the story of what really happened, and you can't say he was never charged with it because he got a case number right here. See, this is what they don't want to get brought before the jury. That's the things they don't want, because they like,
they're going to be doing everything in their power to make sure the jury do not hear it. And remember this, the judge has the authority to say, well, we're not going to let that in. We're not going to allow the jury to hear that. And look, 99.9% of the time, the judge and the prosecutor are working together, you see. And sometimes the whole attorney is working with them.
But see, that's why what I did do, I told my attorney, I said, well, listen, it's either you can do it or I can file a motion myself, or I say, but the entire federal grand jury, I want them subpoenaed back. He was like, well, you sure you want to do it? Yeah, I'm sure I want to do that. Half of them ain't even getting along anymore because they all telling on each other. And they can't say, oh, no, he didn't tell on this person or he didn't tell on that person. Well, the guy, I got him recorded on the phone call, him telling, hey, well, you see, she did this or she did that, and you don't even know if that's her real name.
Yeah, is that their only witness against you other than the police?
Oh, no, the police ain't the only ones, because in the discovery, they got two CIs listed. Huh? Oh, no, she ain't the only one. Oh, no, she ain't the only one. You have another one, which is, this is the crazy part. One who decided to become a CI, who was living with me, she would have been pregnant by me and everything. I said, how can she be a CI against me? He said, well, how would you know that? I said, because the other CI told on her. They telling on each other. How you think I know the case now?
There you go.
If they all telling on each other, that's how I know it. And I know he a part of it, because how would he know that they the ones who tell him?
True again. But listen, we just ran out of time. But look, you keep me informed, because I tell you, this ties into everything I've been talking about for years. I've been telling people about especially the Detroit Police Department, how they give out bodies. If you don't work with them on certain things, they give you a murder case. And a murder case, most of them you don't beat. 99.9% of the time that they find you guilty of murder, even though you was nowhere on the scene. You may not even know this person, but they make up stuff. And
exactly.
They make up stuff. People have a history of believing stuff that's not true. You know, most of the time, if you have an all-white jury, you got a great chance. You got almost 100% chance of being convicted, you know. And that's the way it operates, even without any evidence to support that you may have done that. But listen, we ran out of time once again. It just seemed like we'd never have enough time to put everything in. And to my TIs out there, hey, I love y'all, and let's make things happen. And Amy did a lot of work out there. She was one of the ones who actually got a resolution from the city of Richmond, California, to say that TIs need to be protected. Wow. On that note, I got to let you go. Yeah, that was heavy.